Incarceration rates are not diminishing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jill McCorkle, associate professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Villanova, looks into how a jailed family member can affect everyone.
In spite of efforts to curb America's incarceration crisis, over 2 million adults are currently incarcerated in local, state, and federal correctional facilities. Although we often do not think of the family members that incarcerated persons leave behind, it is important to realize that 1 in 28 children experiences the loss of a parent to incarceration, a rate that has increased dramatically over the last two decades. This begs the question, what is the impact of a parent's incarceration on a child? Researchers have investigated this phenomena across multiple domains, including academic, economic, health, and well-being. Almost without exception, the consequences for children are negative. For example, compared with kids from similar socioeconomic backgrounds, children with an incarcerated parent are at considerably greater risk for experiencing poverty, homelessness, trouble in school, anxiety, substance abuse, violent victimization, and depression. There are several factors that trigger these negative outcomes. Parental incarceration destabilizes a family's finances, not only through eliminating a source of income, but also in generating additional expenses, including court costs, fines, and prison and jail fees. Parental incarceration also contributes to family instability and residential mobility, as the loss of a custodial parent means that responsibility for children may shift among various caregivers and the foster care system. Finally, the social isolation that families with an incarcerated parent experience contributes to a variety of mental health and behavioral problems that often go undiagnosed and untreated in schools and community settings. Although there is no easy solution to the multiple challenges that these children face, one of the most expedient is to redouble our efforts to scale back the use of incarceration. Most incarcerated parents have not been charged or convicted of violent crimes. Finding meaningful alternatives to the overuse of prison and jails contributes to stronger families, safer communities, and a brighter future for all of our children.
That was Jill McCorkle of the University of Villanova. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.